So there are stages, there are dimensions of prayer, and we will work through these dimensions successively. And we begin today with the first dimension, which is thanksgiving, gratitude. In the US, there's a holiday called Thanksgiving. I don't know if you celebrate in Canada also. Yes. On the same day?
Different time.
Different time. I see. Yeah. So at least once in the year, we count our blessings. But once seems really insufficient. Because every day, we're counting our grievances, enumerating our complaints, the things that we think are going badly. But just as often, we should be counting our blessings. Why should we be counting our blessings? When one is conscious of the grace that one experiences in life, then one can truly experience it. And when one is ungrateful, one is simply unconscious, numb, and cannot truly appreciate and enjoy what one has. And it's always the case, I think you'll agree, that we really only know the value of something when we've lost it. Tragically. That we take for granted what it is that we have. We just assume that this physical body, with all of its senses, with all of its organs, that this is intrinsic to us. And at the moment that we may lose an organ, lose a limb, lose an eye or a sense, how starkly we feel the change. And we feel intensely what a precious gift it was that we enjoyed. But by that time, it's gone. So, when we are negligent, then the blessings in our life are absent to us, even when they are present. And on the contrary, when we are conscious of the blessings of our in our life, then they are present even when they are absent. When we have truly enjoyed what it means to experience those blessings that we have received, then we can never lose them because we have assimilated them in our heart. We have distilled their essence through our gratitude and appreciation. And then it can never be lost. So gratitude means making a change in one's attitude. Someone once said that we are as happy in life as we have decided to be. The circumstances themselves are more or less incidental. Our level of happiness is mostly a function of our attitude, how happy we've decided to be. So we can decide to be happy, and part of that decision means counting our blessings. There's a wonderful story of told by the Sufis of a king named Mahmud Ghaznavi, who was the king of Afghanistan, and he was at his time the most powerful and wealthy ruler in the world, and he had many slaves. And once he called them all to his throne room, and he placed in the hand of each of one of them a precious goblet. And he said to them all, each in turn, throw down the glass, throw down the glass. And each one dropped the glass and shattered. And then he turned to each one successively and asked, why did you break my glass? And each one in turn replied, But Your Majesty, You commanded it. I was compelled. And then he reached one whose name was Ayaz. And Ayaz said, Forgive me, Your Majesty. And something in Sultan Mahmud's heart was touched by that responsibility that he took. That is, that taking of responsibility is something that unites Sufi philosophy and existentialism. I remember when I was in high school, I was asked to do a report on existentialism. And a friend of our family at that time was Rollo May, the existentialist psychologist. And so I had the opportunity to consult him. And based on that, I got the idea to confront the students in the class and ask them, why are you here? Because everyone in the class just assumes they're in that class because they have to be there, they're forced to be there, there's a compulsion. But ultimately, yes, there are consequences in choosing not to be there, but it is the decision, it is the responsibility of each person to make the decision and accept the consequences. And so it challenged them not just to sleepwalk through the day and just imagine that one is where one has to be, but take responsibility for the decision, all the while knowing that every decision one's make is limited by certain parameters which involve consequences. But that's a digression. Now, when Mahmud saw this reply from Ayaz, he elevated him to the highest position in the kingdom. He made him the prime minister. And he was given a palace and a great harem and wealth and power. And this sudden elevation prompted the other servants to become jealous that one among their own had been so rapidly elevated to such an important status. And they began to scheme, and they were looking for a way to shame him in the eyes of the king. And they saw that every day he went to the treasury room. And so they thought, aha, he's stealing. So they went to the king and they said, Ayaz has betrayed you. Every day he goes and pilfers something from the treasury. And Mahmud said, I would not believe it. I could only believe such a thing if I saw it with my own eyes. So they said, we'll make a hole in the wall and we'll wait there. And when he goes in, you'll see what he's doing. And so Ayaz went to the treasury and went to the corner, and there was a chest, and he was opening up the chest with a key. And the servants who were looking on pointed this out to the king and said, look, you see, he's taking something from the chest. But what he took out from that chest was an old, ragged, soiled robe. And he very slowly and with great dignity removed his court attire, his pearls and his silk turban, and gently folded these clothes and laid them aside with great respect, and put on this tattered gunny sack of a robe, and then stood before the mirror. And looking at himself in the mirror, he said, O Ayaz, this is who you are. You are a servant. And all of this luxury, all of this glory that you have attained in life, you have attained it by the graciousness, by the kindness of the king whom you serve. Never forget this. Never forget your true station in life, and that all that you have received has come from another, has come from a source outside yourself. And when the king saw this, he was deeply moved. He saw that Ayaz had the quality of gratitude. So for the Sufis, this is the meaning of prayer as an expression of gratitude before the divine being, before whom we are empty, who fills us, who graces us with all of the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual qualities that we enjoy. So let's take a moment now in silence. Chant our blessings. One need not in this moment make an inventory of one's life, but just allow whatever it is that in this moment seeks your attention to rise to the surface, to enter into the space of the heart's consciousness. What are the things, or people, or features of nature that you feel called to affirm? Something perhaps often overlooked, and yet its loss would come as a great loss, would change the very coloration of your reality. You might want to just follow your heart's instinct and enumerate perhaps 5 things of which you are grateful. Let each thing be not an abstract concept, an item on a list, but feel with immediacy what that thing or person means to you. It may be even a tactile experience. Now we will attune to the element within our own being that corresponds to the act of gratitude, element of earth, using the earth breath, which is inhaling and exhaling through the nose. Exhaling, let all of the heaviness that you are carrying in your body sink down. Sifting down. Into the earth. Feeling the force of gravity that holds you to the surface of the planet. So lovingly. In fact, we may remember that the great Sufi philosopher Ibn Sina described gravity as a species of ishq, of the divine attraction. So our relationship with Mother Earth, the attraction of our body to the earth, is isomorphic to the attraction of our soul to God. All of the rubble, all that has intruded into our being and yet which cannot be assimilated, which serves no purpose in our organism, is allowed to sift down. The byproducts of our metabolism, physically and psychologically, descend into the earth. Be composted, recycled, and with each inhalation, feel the new dispensation of life that surges up from the earth, just as a rose will grow from manure. The earth is constantly fructifying, transforming waste into expressions of pure beauty. Have every day a new splendor. Or as the poet Ghalib said, not all, only some have manifest in the tulip and the rose. How many beautiful faces remain sealed in the dust. Our own countenance is an expression of the life that resides in the soil. And over the millennia, how many beautiful, enchanting faces, human, animal, plant, have emerged from the soil and returned once again. The earth is our matrix into which we are constantly dying, shedding our skin, and from which we are perpetually reborn. And as creatures of the soil, we know gratitude. We attend to the texture of our lives. We breathe the odor of the fresh earth. We are not alienated individuals, but outgrowths of the earth. Intimately interrelated to all other created beings in the web of life. The body, metabolizes the environment, digesting animals and plants and minerals. Our flesh, the reincarnation of innumerable organisms. To be consumed once again by the body of Gaia. Our body dying and being reborn is entirely recycled in the space of only 5 years. What sustains us is a subtle template, itself dynamical, transforming. Wherein substance is configured in our bodies. And this template is a structure of electromagnetic energy embedded in the magnetism of the planet, which we can feel viscerally as we exhale and collapse into the magnetic field of the earth. And then watch as we inhale and our magnetism burgeons once again through the influx of new life from the magnetism of the planet. So we are a single cell within an organism, breathing the breath that is the inhalation of the whole being. We come to the end of our meditation this morning, but I would invite you in the course of this day to continue to attune to the earth element, and perhaps if you find an opportunity to lie down on your back on the grass, if it's not too wet, and feel the attraction of the earth element in your body and in your mind toward the soil of the planet, the affinity, the sympathy, as the hermetists would say. Hermeticists, the sympathy that exists between the earth element within you and the substance of the planet, the sympathetic resonance. This you can do lying on your back on the ground, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose, and let that sympathetic resonance be a source of healing, of release of that which, that detritus, that which you are holding, but which cannot be incorporated in the organic structure of your true being, and simultaneously the influx of new life, chthonic magnetism from the earth. So we'll end with the prayer Nayaz. Beloved Lord, Almighty God, through the rays of the sun, through the waves of the air, through the all-pervading life in space, purify